Hey guys, you really thought I was going to let you off the hook just like that without having a year in check-in? Not happening. My name is Nigeria Mbosi and thank you for tuning into my podcast. I love to talk about work life. So today we're going to be talking about year end check-in. Yes, I know it's that time of the year where we want to unwind, relax and play away. But have you had your check-in yet? If you haven't, then you definitely need to keep on listening. It's December, like it's that time where you get to go on leave. I mean, for me, that's the most important thing about December. The fact that you can just go on leave and, you know, rest your head, chill out, unwind, have fun, you know, and you can get to catch up on so many other things that you've always wanted to do that work has not actually giving you the time to do. So, but first, before you pack your bags and, you know, tuck your laptop in your boots or throw your iPad away or just something funny, you need to have your year-end check-in. And it's not something you necessarily need to have with your boss. You can actually have it with a friend, your mentor, a coach, just somebody you're actually accountable to. And here you have to talk about your goals for 2020. Yes, I said 2020 because we're still in 2020. So yes, I know a lot of things have actually happened. You know, the pandemic enters, so many things. And so many things are actually still happening that I really don't want to talk about right now. But regardless, you want to ask yourself, what did you want to achieve in 2020? And see, if you have achieved none, it's fine. It's your year end checking is not your time to actually beat you up. So if you've actually achieved none of it, it's actually fine. And if you've achieved one, it's also fine. And if you've actually achieved all, perfect, it's also fine too. But you know, you just don't want to, you know, go into 2021 without trying to think back at 2020. And actually, there were some goals that you might have actually achieved that you necessarily did not write down, but you have a mental note of it. Probably at some point in 2020, you felt like, okay, I need to learn how to do this. Or one thing I know 2020 has taught all of us is to pay attention to our mental health. So if you have paid attention to your mental health in 2020, trust me, you have actually achieved one goal. Then you want to look out for best practice. You want to ask yourself some questions. What did I do right? What could I have done better? What did I do wrong? What really matters? What really does not matter? What should I have done away with? What did I hold on to? Afterwards, you want to ask yourself, what do I want to take into the next year? So like I said, this is not a time to actually beat up yourself or sulk over the outcome. And it's just a time for you to ask yourself honest questions and answer these questions. And you also have to make sure that you have a notepad with you, because you need to take notes. You need to take notes. You need to learn to write things down. Whether you want to do it digitally or, you know, manually, just make sure that you take mental notes of where you were, where you are right now, and where you're going to. So this is going to help you to, you know, to have a pathway to actually, and you will see that when you think back on these things, you will see that you've actually achieved a lot, no matter how little. So after you've done this, you need to have this conversation with someone, like I said earlier. Choose a friend you're accountable to, someone you know is serious with your life also, and just say, hi, I actually want to have a check-in with you. Do you mind? Can we schedule a time? 15 to 30 minutes, you guys are actually done. Or you can actually, if you have a coach, brilliant. If you have a mentor, wonderful. Just make sure that you go to this person with your notepad and everything we're just talking about, and you tell the person, like, you say it out. You know, when you're accountable to someone about something, it actually helps you. It's in a way, it boosts your confidence. It makes you see that, okay, you're on track with yourself. You know, you're not just living life. You know what is happening. You know where you are at now. You know what you need to work on. You know the things you need to throw away. So finally, you're going to get a response, which is going to be a feedback. So you need to be very open-minded. do not take the responses personal. Understand that this person is doing this for your best. If you do not like their tone or their... I feel for you to actually even choose one person, it has to be somebody you're comfortable with. But you need to be open-minded and you need to be able to take constructive criticisms. You need the feedback. Trust me, you need the feedback. There are certain things that you would not see from your own perspective. And, you know, being accountable to someone and having this discussion with someone will actually help you see things and clarify things. The whole idea of this thing is that you be a better person, you live life much more purposefully. Yeah, so I know it's that time where people want to go, okay, my new year resolution will be this, that, blah, 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 blah. But you need to check in with yourself right now. You need to ask yourself, what will you carry on into 21? You know, what are the things that really matter? What are the things that don't really matter? What are the things that matter but do not matter now? So when you have this conversation with your person, it makes you much more prepared to launch into 2021, and it makes you, it makes you get your goals aligned better. You know, your goals for 2021 do not end. They're like a part of your life's goal. So you want to make sure that you're not just going to live life in 2021, but you're going to live life purposefully. So if you feel this has actually helped you, oh well, what I needed to do, you can actually drop a review, but you can actually share with someone that you feel like this would actually mean a lot, or this, you can share with someone that you feel like this is something they should actually also do. So thank you for tuning into my podcast. I wish you guys a Merry Christmas. Yes, everybody's already turning red. So I wish you guys a Merry Christmas, and I wish you guys a Happy New Year in advance. So go relax, unwind, have fun, but before you go, make sure you've had your check-in. So, onto my next podcast, you know the vibes.